Notorious KD, this... KD, anybody on frequency?
Go ahead, this is N4MMW.
KC4SKD, name's Larry. I've got a few more minutes in the vehicle, just figured I'd see who's out listening.
Over here in Taylor's area. Just got a little bite to eat. Gonna go to a store and pick up a little part. Then I head back to the house.
Headed home now. I'm done at the office for the week, so I gotta go work on stuff at home now to see what I can get involved with. I gotta go take something back I bought on Amazon. Came in, the box was damaged and it was wet, so I'm not keeping it.
Not a good sign. Unless the contents inside was wrapped in plastic real good, so it didn't get wet, but that's odd that it got wet.
This is an appliance. It's a little, it's a George Foreman grill, and I thought, nah, I reject, so I'm going to send it back.
Oh, yeah. There could be water on the inside. That would be good when you plug it in and throw the juice to it.
Even if that didn't happen, something real bad, it might break 6 months later as a result from it. So I said, well, we'll just give up on it.
Things like that these days will either rust or corrode and come up with a bad connection. Next thing you know, it won't work.
Anyway, but I got several things I got to do, got to work on around the house. And the weather's supposed to be real windy tomorrow. I was listening. It's supposed to have wind advisory from 8 o'clock in the morning till late evening.
I saw or heard on the TV or something. There could be some thunderstorms. I believe it was tomorrow.
I got some work I need to do outside, but I got some other more important stuff first. Just have to prioritize. Saturday's usually the what I call the 3 G's, gas, garbage, and groceries.
That's a good one. Yeah, I thought about it that way, but that's about right. Yeah, about all you can do is prioritize everything, whatever's the most important, or whoever's screaming the loudest is who you do next.
Yeah, I got an old realistic AM/FM stereo receiver I would kind of like to work on and replace capacitors in it, but I just don't have time. I've been wanting to do that, but the thing's absolutely beautiful condition, but it needs the electrolytic capacitors replaced. And one thing is I need a workbench big enough to open it up and spread parts around.
Just throw it on top of the rest of the stuff on the workbench. You'll get to it eventually. And good luck finding parts, because about the only parts place we got around here is you might find them on Amazon, but Spartanburg is about the only place you can find an electronic shop that might even have them.
Things I'd like to work on, but another thing is when the weather's warm, you got to do outside stuff. I guess that would be a good cold weather or wintertime project.
We didn't have no cold weather this year, so you can throw that one out the window. I did all my yard work yesterday and washed the camper. In a couple of weeks, I'm fixing to go on a little trip. And so I had cleaned it up, trying out my new pressure washer.
What kind of camper you got?
33-foot Vibe camper, pull behind.
My dad used to have Airstream years ago. He kind of did some trading and ended up with it, and then traded again and got something else. We never actually went camping in it, but it was in fairly decent shape. It wasn't beat up or wrecked. And I should have kept it and used it.
Good high-dollar camper. They bring a lot of value. They got a lot of good features inside. They got wooden cabinets. cabinets versus this thinner stuff like in these newer ones now. So, yeah, that's a great camper.
First cousin has got one, and he said it's in good shape. I think it'd be neat to go through and put LED lighting in it and modernize it a little bit.
A little brighter. Yeah, get you some good cleaner, and that thing will shine like a brand new nickel.
Well, I'll go ahead and sign with you. I'm not far from the house, and when I get close to home, I get real scratchy on the repeater. So hope you have a good rest of your day and get lots of work done and things you need to get done. KC4SKD, I'm clear on your file.
You take care. Yeah, you better hurry up and use what day's left. It could rain. There's a possibility of little bitty showers coming this way. Nothing big yet. And 73 is to you from November 4, Mike Whiskey Mobile.
MW2T. Hello, Jimmy.
Sir, did you get all your groceries bought?
Say what, Jimmy?
Your groceries bought this morning when I was headed up Highway 11. You were going back to the grocery store to get groceries, some more groceries.
Yeah, I picked up the things I forgot, and you know, it's one of those things when you get to be our age, you know, sometimes the memory doesn't work like you want it to. So, yeah, I got it taken care of and got back to the house, and I'm gonna go start fixing my tacos here in a little bit and get started with that. So, you know, I'll fix some lunch here, and then I can sit down and eat lunch in a while. But I was going to watch the baseball game this afternoon, but what they're doing on the channel I was going to watch, they're replaying yesterday's Braves-Nationals game.
So much for that. Yeah, what time supper?
Depends upon how long it takes me to finish doing what I'm doing in here at the computer and how long it takes me to walk back in the living room and or back in the kitchen and start cooking.
Man, and all of us cats come running to you.
Yeah, fortunately I don't have any cats in my area, and I only got the dog, and she's like me. She's reached a point where she's a lot slower than she used to be.
Yeah, I'm not as perky as I used to be either. But so far so good. I keep waking up on this side of the ground.
That right, and all you got that right. So anyway, what you been up to lately? I keep talking to David, and he keeps telling me you guys get together every now and again and do something, so I just wonder what you've been up to lately.
There's a little projects going on, and keeps us out of trouble so that we don't get too far into trouble with our wives, but it's one of those things. Yeah, I didn't have a radio. I got a different truck, so I couldn't figure out how to put a radio in it, but I finally figured out a game plan a few weeks ago and got her put in.
Well, that's always good. It's always good to get a radio back in your truck. And I'm trying to decide how to get my IC7200 installed in the truck for HF capability, in the car for HF capabilities, if I want to go mobile or portable out there somewhere. And I haven't decided what I'm going to do with it, you know.
The only thing I haven't done, I haven't figured out how to put my HF radio back in here, finding a place for the box and a place to put the antenna. That's the two hardest things.
Yes.
For the F-150, I've got the radio behind the rear seat. On the passenger side over there, the seat will fold down at the back to get to the jack that's in there. And it's just enough room to put the 2-meter radio in there.
One of those crew cab trucks, or have you got one with these smaller cabs?
It's true four-door, you know, crew cab.
Ah, okay. Those things are big trucks. and all. I'm going to be looking for, I got to look for me something a little bit newer for me, because this car I've got, I just rolled it over 100, I'm rolling close to 196,000 miles on this little HHR, and I've kind of worn it down over the years I've had it, you know.
The thing about my other truck, it has like, you know, 130,000 miles on it. It just didn't, it pulled my camper without too much problem, but I was afraid the transmission might leave me sitting on the side of the road, even though I did watch the temperature on it, because it had a gauge that I could see, but I was just kind of afraid of it, so I got this Ford, it's got a heavy-duty pulling package on it, and that seems to work pretty good. What little bit I pull so far.
Well, that's good. Well, at least it's dependable and all, so good for you there. And well, like I said, I hadn't heard you in a while and heard you on here, so I thought I'd throw myself a call out there and see if I can get hold of you. And like I said, I've talked to David several times, and he talked about y'all doing some projects together and everything like that, so I thought I would just see what was going on and see how you were doing and everything else, and just trying to keep up with all my friends, because every time I turn around, somebody's in the hospital.
I hope Gary's doing good. Do you know any more about him?
He's supposed to be at home.
Call him, aggravate him a little bit.
If Joey has given him back his phone, because when he was, while he was still in the, well, he was still over in ICU the other day when I talked to somebody else, and Joey had taken his phone away from him so he could, so he would quit trying to use it and talk to everybody in the world.
Well, it went out on the HF, the net, a week or so ago, and that's a lot of people out there that listen to that, so that's what reason you got so many phone calls.
Probably so. Probably so. All right, well, you take it easy. I shall talk at you later, and be safe out there, and don't get, you know, as they say, keep it between the ditches. Don't want to hear about you being a statistic anywhere. Talk to you later. Gonna go fix me some lunch. N4MMW, W2T73 for now.
You take, don't burn your finger, it kind of hurts. See you later, 73C, Buddy Road. This is N4MMW Mobile, be clear.